15th major, Ian Leggett, Sportsnet golf analyst, joins us. Ian, how awesome was that?
It was pretty awesome. You just got to look at the comeback is just phenomenal when you look at what this guy has been through, both, you know, socially, mentally, physically. For him to be able to win a major championship again is just goes to show you, you know, what perseverance is, and when you set your mind to something, what can be accomplished.
Okay, so give me a sense of, from a historical standpoint, the one thing that came to mind for me, and I threw this out on Twitter yesterday, where this is a new generation's equivalent to Jack in 86. Can you find the parallels there?
Yeah, I was at the Masters in 86 when Jack won. The only difference was, I think, I don't know whether you can align yourself with age and injuries. I guess maybe for some people they do. But when you think of what Jack done, but Jack at the same time, and Tiger equally so, you know, when you think of the Masters, you think of Jack Nicklaus. You think of Tiger Woods. You think of Arnold Palmer. Really, you know, you got to date it back a little bit further. And Bobby Jones, I think, would be the four people. When you think of Augusta National, those are the people that you think about in the game of golf. And, you know, Tiger just put himself in that conversation. But, you know, I was saying this morning, Tiger Woods plays golf for one reason, and it is not for green jackets. It's not for trophies. It's not for money. We know that. It is to beat Jack Nicklaus's record. And when Jack has six green jackets and Tiger now has five, you know, there's going to be more. I think he's opened the gate to that now, not only in the fact that he's able to win, but he can win a major championship again. So Tiger Woods would not have probably gone through what he's gone through if his entire life accomplishment and who he is as Tiger Woods is built around winning 19 majors and beating Jack Nicklaus's record. And this is the reason why he was able to accomplish what he did.
Ian Leggett with us here on Sportsnet 650, talking Tiger Woods' latest historical achievement. Was this more about Tiger doing what he did on the course, or more about what others couldn't handle and the pressure at Augusta on a Sunday?
Well, I think they're the same thing. I think when you look at what Tiger, you know, the old Tiger, when we look at, you know, circa 2000, I think when we look at that, you know, there's always a two-stroke penalty with Tiger Woods when you go to the tee. It doesn't matter whether you're the number two player in the world going against him on Sunday. You know, he's got the crowd behind him. There's always that thought in your mind that this guy just can't lose. And he's built for that. So I think that when you saw that on Sunday, I think there was an element of being tied for the lead, or having, you know, he had a two-shot lead standing on the 12th tee. And with Molinari and what he went through, a lot of that had to do with Tiger Woods. You know, a lot of it had to do with execution, being able to hit the shot under the moment. Molinari, what happened at Carnoustie, Tiger gave that tournament away. Tiger wasn't going to give this one away, and he had to beat him. And when you have that in your mind that you're going to have to beat Tiger Woods, he's survived, you know, 3.5 rounds of golf, and he's still lingering around the lead. He knows that he's not about to give it away, and it's difficult for players to execute under that pressure. So I think when you talk about that, they're both the same thing.
In, you know, so many comments, so many articles yesterday. I read one by Joe Pinanski, who wrote an article yesterday, kind of in third person, and the third person was Golden Bell. That's the 12th hole at Augusta. And how Tiger used to come and just, you know, go to the pin. And yesterday it was after watching what Molinari did, to just go, hey, let's play it like Jack would. Let's go safe. Is that where it all changed for you, that 12th hole where so many have fallen, where the Masters begins on the back nine on Sunday? That 12th hole, the difference maker yesterday?
Well, it was yesterday. I think when you look, you know, and Spieth is, you know, what that collapse that he had a couple years ago as well. But I think, you know, it's interesting. You've got two of the best players in the world right in front of them, hit it in the water there, that had opportunities. So when, you know, Koepka dumps it in the water, then Molinari dumps it in the water. If Tiger Woods would have had the tee first, hitting first on 12, not knowing what, you know, not seeing the execution that happened, he knew that, you know, two players in front of him had hit it in the water, but he didn't see the shot. So I'm just wondering, if Tiger hits it in the water, if he's got to hit first. he had the benefit of watching what Molinari did. Then he played away from the pin. He just played it into the middle of the green. He hit 9-iron. He hit a full shot in there. He didn't try to hit a little three-quarter shot in there. So I think that the point being is that the, you know, Molinari on both fronts. Number one, he wasn't able to execute under the pressure. And number two, Tiger got the benefit of being able to see that shot before he hit. Both of those prevailed in him and ended up winning the golf tournament.
Ian Leggett here on Sportsnet 650 talking all things Tiger Woods. So does he have more majors in him? Does he catch Jack in your mind?
I think so now. I think, you know, people talk about how did he win this golf tournament. He won this golf tournament, you know, last October, early November, whenever the Tour Championship was played. That's how he won this golf tournament. He proved to himself finally he could win. Tiger had, you know, a few other chances to win golf tournaments before the Tour Championship and wasn't able to do it. So I think with him that, you know, him being able to close that off and finally claim victory after everything that he's been through was a big hurdle to get over. Like I said, he had every chance in the world to win at Carnoustie last year and win the British Open and wasn't able to get it. So that doubt was still in his mind. So for him to be able to close that out led to him being able to win at Augusta. So it's been a process for Tiger Woods. I mean, as we knew, we witnessed it, you know, firsthand. And people ask, is this the greatest sports, you know, well, golf or sports comeback in history? We were able to watch everything that Tiger Woods has gone through in his life right in front of us, live, through social media, through the media itself. And we don't understand what Ben Hogan went through in the 50s after that car accident and everything he had to deal with, because it was all radio or print media. So we didn't really grasp it, get to touch and hold it like we did with Tiger Woods. So it's hard to tell what, you know, Hogan went through, but what Tiger Woods has done in today's world of being able to follow sports up front and center is nothing short of a miracle.
What was the one shot that impressed you? I mean, to me, 16 was just, wow, you're winning this thing.
And there were two hole-in-ones on that hole.
Well, but yeah. But just the fact that he still had that in him. Was there one for you, Ian, yesterday where you go, wow?
Well, I think there were two shots that he hit. The shot that he hit from the trees on 11 was impressive. I mean, to just get that on the green from over there and have that out, that's, you know, that's just typical Tiger Woods and being able to execute those shots. The only thing that Tiger Woods isn't doing right now is following it up to make the putt, because those great shots that he used to hit were all the story was completed by him holding a 30 footer and he made a birdie from some incredible place. And but that shot he hit on 11 was unbelievable through the trees. The other shot that was committed and fully executed absolutely perfectly, where he could have lost the golf tournament, was the second shot on 15. 16 is, you know, guys are hitting 8 and 9 irons in there. You expect the best players in the world to hit a decent shot in there. And no doubt about it, I mean, that was an incredible shot. But being able to execute that shot from 230 yards and get it on the green and be able to two-putt and make birdie on 15, for me, proved to me that Tiger Woods is the old Tiger Woods and being able to execute fully under pressure with absolutely no concern about, you know, missing a shot and losing a golf tournament. So those two shots in particular really stood out to me.
And I would imagine he's got Pebble Beach on one of the majors. So would that not think that may be the next one?
Well, he's got two. He's got Bethpage.
He's got Bethpage too, yeah.
You know, he's got two. And, you know, I think Pebble is one of those venues that, you know, he's going to have to drive the golf ball a little bit better if he's going to win at Bethpage. You know, it's just is a very, very difficult driving golf course. And if they set that golf course anything up like they have in the past, you have got to get the golf ball in the fairway. So for him to be able to win there, that's important. But at Pebble, he's going to be able to get it around. And I played it at Pebble a few weeks ago. They have really narrowed that golf course in compared to where it had been in the past. So it's going to be a very difficult test again, especially when they get around to that golf course in June. So the rough is going to be up, and again, he's going to have to drive in it, but he's got that experience around there that he knows where to hit it. He knows where to miss it. He's probably played Pebble more than any other venue as a kid growing up in California. So we'll just see how this plays out, but there's no doubt about it. I'd be very, very surprised if he doesn't pick off one of them.
Nice to hear the Tiger roar again, and it was nice to catch up with you here this morning, buddy. It was quite a story that I don't think any of us will ever forget watching that kind of play out. Thanks for this.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ian.
Ian Leggett.